Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there and greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to this Friday edition of the Sounds of Faith. Hard to believe we're going to finish up another week today of the Sounds of Faith. We thank you so much for being so faithful to be a listener to the broadcast, and not just our broadcast, but I know some of you, your radio stays right on this station all the time, and I'll tell you why, that's a good place. They play some good programming, and not just ours, but there's many other broadcasts that are just that's God using greatly, and you may be listening on the Just Jesus radio app, or maybe on the internet, maybe on the church's webpage, maybe you're going back and listening to an old archived Sounds of Faith, whatever, wherever, and however you're hearing, we're glad that you're there, and I've said this before, there's no reason for me to be here if you're not there, amen, and we're thankful, and we're going to finish up with that love story known as the Book of Ruth, and look at the legacy that she left behind, and also look at Orpah and what she left behind. Amen. Well, here's a good song from the choir. Hope you enjoy this one. One out of the old red book. Amen. You probably noticed we play a lot out of that old red book. And we sing a lot out of it. Amen. But here's a good one that says, Living in Canaan Now. Amen. Canaan Now. Amen. A picture of the will of God in our life. Amen. Yeah, you're going to fight some battles in the will of God, just like they did in Canaan Land. You're going to have to tear down and march around or climb over some walled cities in the will of God, figuratively speaking, just like they did in Canaan Land. Yeah. You're going to have to fight some giants that oppose the will of God in your life, just like they fought physical giants in the land of Canaan. But it is worth it. It's worth it. Just like living in Canaan land literally was worth it for those who decided to, by faith, trust and do that very thing. Amen? Amen. Well, we're glad that you're with us today, and we'd love to give you an invitation to come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. And we are an old-fashioned church. You can tell by the music that you hear. Amen. And we'd love to have you come and visit this coming Lord's Day. We'll have Sunday school at 10 o'clock, and we're in a good study. Yeah, I teach the adult Bible class at 10 o'clock. We are in a good study in the book of Colossians, and I'm enjoying it. Amen. Just four little chapters, I think that's correct. And we'll be in we'll probably be in chapter four. If not, we'll be finishing up chapter three. But love to have you for Sunday school. Got classes for all ages. If you got children, we've got plenty of qualified teachers that will teach your young people, your little ones, even have a full staff nursery. And we'd love to have you for Sunday school. Or preaching begins at 11 with the choir you just heard. They kick off the worship time. And we do the same thing at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. And then our midweek prayer service is on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. And we'd love to have you for any of these services. We're right on the corner. Just come out of Shelby. If you're coming down, down 18 out of Shelby, come 5 miles, approximately 5 miles. You'll come to a crossroad there at 180 where it comes into the intersection there. We're right on the corner. On the left, coming from Shelby, and coming from South Carolina, will be on your right. Only 2.2 miles inside the state line, you'll find Faith Baptist Church. Amen. Come on by and pay us a visit. Hey, we got you a seat saved. Amen. Amen. Here's a good song from Brother Gene and the girls. Amen again. Him and his daughter and two granddaughters. Amen. Singing that Heavenly Home.
I'm looking away.
I'm looking away.
Beyond the dark stream.
Beyond the dark stream.
To heaven's fair home.
To heaven's fair home.
Of which I have dreamed.
Of which I have dreamed.
Where millions have gone.
Where millions have gone.
His glory. No storm clouds will come, no darkness of night, no sorrow or pain, or death will be known.
We'll live with the Lord.
Heavenly home. Amen. Wasn't that good? Amen. Talking about heaven. Praise God. Talking about our home. If you're going there, if you say, you know you're going to heaven. Amen. Praise God. I like that song. Amen. Well, here's a good truth for today. And let's see here. Let's take it out of the book of Ezekiel. Don't go there very often, do we? The book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter number 2 and verse number 2, and we'll find it there. It just simply says this: "And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me." You know, when the Spirit of God enters our human life, our life becomes the vessel through which God can speak to others, and others' lives are touched, not because of us, but because the dwelling of the Spirit of God in our life. Oh, friend, hold on to that truth. Grasp that truth, because it is the truth. Amen. Join me for a moment of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you today, thanking you again for this opportunity to pray, to be able to come by means of radio and the internet into the hearts and lives and the daily operations of these dear listeners that are tuned in today. I pray for each one of them, Lord. Pray, God, you'd give them the desires of the heart. Touch their needs. Help them, I pray. Lord, I'm praying, God, today that you touch those that are a little wayward today. Pray, God, you'd protect them. God, protect them till they make the right decisions, I pray. For those that are listening today, maybe they think by chance they don't believe, they don't know they're saved. I'm praying today for them as well, that you touch them, help them be saved. Lord, I pray today that you may bless the rest of the songs and the thoughts of the hearts of your servant today. I pray as we bring the word here in a little while, I pray, God, that you would use it in a very special way. I pray it will be more than just educational. I pray it will be experiential. We experience it in our life today. Now, Lord, thank you for your goodness, and I pray the day that you bless us, have your way in the Lord's Day services just a couple days away. I pray your will be done there. Thank you for what you've done and all that you're going to do. I pray in Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. Sing, and we played and told you about that congregational singing yesterday. Amen. Amen. Well, we got another one right here. We're going to hear this one from all of us in one voice. Amen. We're singing on that Never Shall Forget the Day. Amen. Boy, another one out of the old Red Book. Boy, I tell you, it's a blessing to hear that and to sing it. And here we are singing it together as a congregation. I'll never shall forget the day. Amen.
My soul.
Amen. That is good singing. Amen, Brother Douglas. Amen. He does a good job leading it, too. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, one more song before we get back into the Word of God. Amen. Well, another one from Right Side. Amen. But, hey, this is a special one here. Mama Crystal's going to sing on this one. Amen. And she's going to sing with the rest of the guys here on this beautiful song on What a Day That Will Be.
Saved me by His grace, when He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Yes, it will. It'll be a great day when all God's children get home. Amen. Amen. That's Crystal Owens singing with the Right Side there. Amen. Beautiful song. Beautiful job there. Appreciate it. Amen. Well, in the book of Ruth, we left off with Ruth's legacy, and I did it on purpose yesterday because I want to tie it in with what we know about Orpah. But let me read you Ruth's legacy. We know that she left. We know she labored. We know she was loved, and we know she loved Boaz. And the Bible says that Boaz marries Ruth in the latter part of chapter number 4. And in verse number 11, to be exact, and they get married, the Bible says, and verse 13, so Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And that's a pretty good thing. A child brings joy to any home. But this was not just any other son. Notice down in verse number 17, And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, "There is a son born to Naomi." And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. So Ruth is the grandmother, the great-grandmother, should I say, of David, King David. Keep that in your mind. Keep that in your mind. There's Obed, there's Jesse, and then there's David. Okay? You got it? Now look at Orpah. We don't see Orpah leaving like we did Ruth. We see her lingering. She went back to the people. She went back to the gods of Moab. She went back. The legacy that she has is kind of a, you know, it's not, I can't find any Bible for it. I do find some proper names, but I can't find proof of it in the Word of God. But let me say this. There is a central text of the Rabbinic Judaism called the Hebrew, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing this right, the Hebrew Talmud, T-A-L-M-U-D. And evidently this was a Jewish history text, maybe even kind of like a law books or whatever, volumes of it. And this, I'm giving you this because I'm building up to a thought I want you to think about, which makes a lot of sense to me. But this Talmud is second in authority only to the Hebrew Bible for the Jewish people. And the first five books of those Jewish law was known as the Torah. But in this record here, it is written down in that Talmud. It pins down that Orpah was the mother of Goliath. Now, I don't know that for a fact. All I know is what I have read. I do not find that motherhood listed in the Word of God. But I do find some things that are very, very interesting. The Bible tells me in 2 Samuel chapter number 21 that David is fighting giants again. This is after Goliath. He's fighting giants again. And he comes up against a giant, if I'm pronouncing it right, Ishbi-Nob, the son of the sons of the giant, the weight of his spear, and goes on into detail. But that's not the thought of the message. But in this text, you'll find, in my notes here, I find Ishbi-Nob, then there is Saph, and then there's an unnamed giant of Gath. Then, of course, we know about Goliath. There's four of them. Four mentioned here in the text. Now, this man, you may say this is just coincidental. You may say it's just, it just happens. You know, I don't think there's any coincidences. But in that Talmud, when it records that about Orpah being the mother of the giant Goliath, it is said in that Naomi, before she made the decision to go back to Moab and go back to her people, her gods, that she went down the road, and this is in the Talmud, this is not in the Bible, I'm going to say that right now, it's not in the Bible, it's in the Talmud, it says that she went 40 steps with Naomi and Ruth before she turned back. That would make sense, you know. I'm at the church. I'm going to go back to my house after a while. I'm going to go back to it because I'm not there. You can't go back to something that you've not left, at least a short distance. Make sense? So if she's 40 steps down the road and then decides to go back, that would make sense that she went back. You follow me? in that Talmud, they say that she went 40 steps. Is it just coincidental? How long was Goliath cussing God and the people of God in the valley? 40 days. 40 days. Oh, coincidental, Brother Johnny. Well, I don't know. You think about it. But then we find in the scripture that there's four giants mentioned. That same Talmud says that Orpah cried four tears for Naomi. And they say in that Talmud that she had four sons, one being Goliath. Hey, I'm just saying. I'm not being dogmatic about this. I'm just giving you some history that makes a whole bunch of sense. So, let's just for sake of argument, let's just say we know that Ruth is the great-grandmother of David. We know that. The Bible makes that clear and plain. It does not make it clear and plain about Goliath being Orpah's son, but let's just say this. Let's just say that it's true. The difference in age would make sense. If David is the great-grandson of Ruth, then that would mean he would be younger because he's born later. And if Goliath was the son of Orpah, he would be older because he's a son and not a great-grandson. You follow him? So that would mean the statue, Goliath was a seasoned-grown man and David just a young shepherd boy. Some would say even preteen shepherd boy as they met there in that valley. I'm just saying, do you think it ever crossed her mind when Orpah had heard that David had killed her son Goliath? Do you think it ever crossed her mind? Boy, I wish I had went with Ruth. Boy, I wish I had went to Bethlehem. I'm just saying. It makes a lot of sense to me. I'll tell you what. I can tell you one thing. Every decision matters. So you better make them good ones. You better make them biblical ones. You better make them godly ones. You better make them Christian ones, because every decision has a consequence. It has an end. Every story has an ending. Until Monday, God bless you. Now, think on that a little bit. Amen.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.